We are talking tech once again, and we are looking at the app Be My Eyes. Now, it provides, I suppose, eyes for blind and partially sighted people. It sounds a bit strange, but it's really very innovative, very simple, and very popular. So much so that the app has been used in events like the One World Together, and many charities and organizations are making use of the app's versatile facilities. Will Butler is from Be My Eyes. He is based in California. So thank you very much, first of all, for joining us, Will. Tell me, for those who haven't heard about the app, what is Be My Eyes?
Yeah, well, it's a pretty simple concept. You said it well yourself, eyes for people who need them. But it's a little more than just eyes. You know, we do have this amazing volunteer network of millions of volunteers around the world who are ready to answer a call in just a few seconds, take a look at whatever you need help looking at, and explain what's going on. But 2 years ago, we also launched something called Specialized Help. And this allows experts to join the platform, professionals, people who have a certain specialized skill that they can deliver to the community. And that's why I guess we're here today talking with you guys.
Absolutely. And that specialized skill is something which RIB has been involved in. Gary Burnskill joins us. Gary, you're part of the Tech for Life team. So what does Be My Eyes or being on Be My Eyes mean for you guys?
Hi, Aaron. Well, for us, it gives us an opportunity to explore, I suppose, an innovative platform and a way that we can connect to people with sight loss, especially during this lockdown period when it can be very challenging to get the support or the advice that one might need. So it gives us an opportunity to try that out and use that to try and serve our customers in a different way.
People can contact RIB through the helpline and so on, which we'll give details a little bit later. But I suppose the app gives you that extra platform as well where people can get straight to you.
Yeah, so it's about connecting directly through to one of our tech advisors or our helpline advisors who have a wealth of knowledge on the various products and services that RNIB offers. If there's a query or a problem or some troubleshooting needed with one of those products, that we may be able to assist and try and expedite and resolve that query a little bit quicker.
We are using technology more now, and when you add perhaps assistive technology into the mix, you know, sometimes it can be a bit of a baptism of fire, I suppose, when you suddenly find you have to find new ways of working or leisure time from home and using new bits of technology. But you know, it doesn't have to be super high tech, does it? It could be simple technology as well that you can help with.
We've actually had a number of callers calling about different RNIB products, or we've also had inquiries about some of the services, like our reading services or employment services as well. It's a really innovative way. It's about trying to connect people, and it's about us being there for customers in a way that they want us to be.
Well, this really shows the flexibility of what really was, when you think about it, a really simple idea that hadn't been around before, but it shows how flexible and reactive it can be.
Yeah, I'd like to think we're flexible and reactive, but I think that getting a profile on specialized help in the app, it's not the whole answer. It's also about what happens when you pick up the call. And that's why we're just really excited to have RNIB picking up those calls. Because at the end of the day, Be My Eyes just makes software. We're a small team, and we're just trying to connect the community to the people who can properly support them. So we couldn't be more proud to have experts like RNIB answering the phone. It's pretty exciting.
You have volunteers around the world, and people able to help at the touch of a button, if you like, who could tell someone who's blind, you know, what's on the can in front of them, to what's on their computer monitor, to I'm walking down the street and I'm trying to find a shop name. It is very flexible, and you're adding more to it all the time.
The volunteers are eyes when you need them. Specialized help is kind of like the phone book, or like, I don't know what you call it in the UK, but you know, listings of companies, and it's a support hub, right? So RNIB sits alongside other support providers like Google and Microsoft, companies who are providing really, really high quality tech support for free to our blind community, 16, sometimes 24 hours a day. So I like to think it's sort of a one-stop shop for whatever type of support you might need as a blind or visually impaired person, and we work every day to get more and more support providers jumping onto the platform.
When you think about technology, it can be frightening for some people, but it's great to just get directly to someone who can talk to you jargon-free and help you there and then.
Yeah, well, absolutely. That's what we're about. And the team that are dealing with the inquiries are well-versed in the different technologies and products that are available to assist someone with sight loss. But I've also been with RNIB and experience of a whole range of our services and what we're about and the ways in which we can assist and support people. What I would say as well, it's been a really simple process for us to get people on board. And we've got a number of advisors which are trained to access and accept and help people through this platform. So it's been really, really easy to get our guys up on there. And it's just an addition to their role, really, because obviously they are available to take calls in the usual manner through our helpline and through to the Tech for Life team. But it's an additional string to the bow, I suppose. And it allows people to connect. And I think it offers a different angle, given there's a visual element to it as well, that we can actually look at and diagnose some of the problems or issues if there is an issue with a technology or a product or something like that.
It's a great first step with huge potential. Well, if people would like to find out more about Be My Eyes or download the app, which is absolutely free, what's the best way to do that?
BeMyEyes.com/download, or just, you know, search for our name, three words, Be My Eyes, on the App Store in iOS or Google Play if you have an Android device.
And if you'd like more help or assistance or advice from RNIB, don't forget the helpline is there, 0303 123 9999. That's Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturdays and 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can go to the website rnib.org.uk. All sorts of information there, and the helpline can direct you to the Tech for Life team as well. You've also got that access through Be My Eye, so some great potential there. But for the moment, for Will and to Gary, thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.